MMA-rated radio is pleased to be chatting with Jim Miller, one of the most exciting young prospects in mixed martial arts and apparently a very wanted fighter. Miller makes his International Fight League debut this Friday night in a tough battle against IFL lightweight star Bart Palaszewski. Welcome to MMA-rated radio, Jim.
How you doing?
It's great to be talking to you, my man. Like I said, you are a very wanted fighter. You got this bout tomorrow night at the Izod Center against Bartimus. But before we get into all that, there were a lot of discussions online as to who you would be fighting for next. It seemed as though you might have been fighting on last night's Ultimate Fight Night card. Obviously, that didn't pan out. What exactly happened between you, the UFC, and the IFL?
Well, there was a lot of stuff happened, and it all happened at the same time. There were some contract disputes, you know, some legal junk with the IFL, and, you know, just some disagreements and stuff. And then a couple of days later, we get a call from Joe Silva, you know, want me to fight. So we were in the mix of, you know, not knowing whether we were released from the IFL and UFC wanted me and they needed to know. And as it turns out, you know, I wasn't released from the IFL. So, you know, now they wanted me, now they got me. So,
Okay, so that said, are you happy with the way everything turned out?
Yeah, you know, I get to fight a really tough guy tomorrow night on a really big stage. And more people in the MMA community are going to know who I am tomorrow night.
Obviously, I mean, the IFL is, you could say, maybe the number three most known promotion in North America right now behind Elite XC and the UFC. As a fighter who obviously achieves to be the best in his sport, in his field, is there a little bit of disappointment that the UFC deal didn't fall through?
Well, you know, I'm still, you know, young. My career is young. Haven't even been training like jiu-jitsu or anything for 3 years yet. So there's always time, you know. And who knows? You know, the IFL might really pick up and be the top dog. So as long as I'm fighting tough opponents, I'm happy.
All right. So as things stand right now, this is going to be your debut for the IFL. How long is your contract with them?
The contract is a three-fight deal over a year.
Okay. So by the end of is it by the end of 08? Like, as they re-signed some of the other guys after the Grand Prix, or is it sort of like by March of next year?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was wondering if it would end at, you know, December 31st, 08, or, you know, March of 09.
I think it was like beginning of February of 08. Okay. Oh nine.
Right. Okay. So all right, like I said, tomorrow night, Bart Palaszewski, you're actually a late replacement in this bout, an injury replacement. And you're coming off a victory not too long ago. I mean, less than a month ago on the Ring of Combat 18 show. Is this enough time for you? I mean, you're making that big step onto the national stage. Is this enough time for you to get prepared for a guy like Bart?
Well, the way it happened is, you know, I started hearing about this fight and the whole UFC thing like a week after Ring of Combat. So I'm, you know, still in shape. And then right when I heard that, it was back into the gym training harder than I've, you know, ever trained, because I knew I was going to have a big fight right on my, you know, on the horizon there. So, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm in the best shape I've been in a long time, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, I mean, this is going to be sort of a hometown debut for you. I mean, obviously, Ring of Combat does their shows in Atlantic City and all that, but, I mean, in the Izod Center, are you going to have a lot of people on hand to watch the fight?
Actually, not as many as I've had, like, in the last show. Not just the short note. It's just, you know, I don't know. It all depends. I don't really deal with that stuff that much. You know, I was in training, not really talking to people about if they're coming or not. So.
All right, so just focusing on hopefully getting that win. I wanted to ask you about the IFL. You know, not sort of a newcomer to the sport, just over 2 years, really, you know, doing their thing and now having to deal with HGNet Fights, sort of rebranding now with the camps as opposed to the teams. What do you feel? How do you feel about fighting in a ring as opposed to a cage, which most of the other promotions in North America are doing now?
You know, it's got some drawbacks. You know, falling through the cage, or I mean, falling through the ropes, and you know. But if somebody's going to grab the ropes, they're going to grab the cage, in my opinion. And sometimes, you know, you need to corner somebody if they're circling away from you and trying to keep the distance and stuff like that. You're going to have a tough time in a cage when all they have to do is just circle around and go around the circle on you. You know, you can put them into a turnbuckle and, you know, take it to somebody if you need to really take them down or something like that. So it's kind of pros and cons. Both of them.
You don't have a preference?
You know, stepping into a cage is a lot more, you know, intense just because of the atmosphere, personally, for me. You know, you kind of feel like an animal in there. And it's just like it's really closed in, you know, you and your opponent. It's a little more open feeling with the ring, so.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to the old gladiator days, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And speaking of sort of gladiators, your opponent, Bart Palaszewski, nicknamed Bartimus, coming off two straight losses, the last one a disappointing three-round affair against Chris Hordeski in the semifinals of the IFL World Grand Prix. Have you watched his fights? Are you familiar with what he can do in the ring?
Yeah, I've seen him play a couple times, and you know, he's a tough kid, and like hanging around all the guys, you know, that have seen him fight and know, you know, people he's fought these last couple of days. Everyone's saying the same thing, that he hits really, really hard. So, you know, I know what he's about. I know, you know, what he brings to the table, and, you know, we'll see how we match up.
Now, you're definitely a big fan of submissions. I mean, out of all your fights over eight, I'm just looking at your record right now, seem to be submission victories. So, is it safe to assume, given the fact that Bart likes to stand and bang, that you will try to bring this one to the ground and try to expose him there?
You know, yeah, definitely. That's where I, you know, excel is on the mat. So I'm not the type to really push it, you know, and try to force things. I like to try to, you know, take what is given to me. But if I, you know, if he's doing a good job and staying away and not letting me set up my takedowns, then I'm very comfortable, you know, standing there and striking it out with him, you know, and until I find my opening and can put him on his back or something.
Now, for a fighter like yourself, being in the IFL has got to be viewed. I mean, obviously, you want to get eventually to the big stage and make as much money as you can. But someone like yourself can move up the rankings very quickly and get that title shot to really be noticed. And for the casual fan, everyone likes to know who the champion is, so they could kind of pin him as the top dog in that division. You look at the lightweight division right now. Palaszewski was, you know, right there in line to get that title shot. Ryan Schultz, yep, Now the champion. If you beat him, any indication as to when you might get that title shot? One, two, or maybe three fights away?
The thing is, it all depends. My teammate, Davis, is supposed to fight for the title in May. So if, you know, he ends up taking the title, not going to fight him because I've, you know, gotten the training with him and we fight for the same team. And, I think it would take a decent amount of money for either one of us to leave the camp to fight the other. So
that's got to be pretty tough, though, right? I mean, if a guy has a title for so long, and given the situation where in the IFL it's based on the camps, if you're in his camp, you'll never get a chance, or maybe not, to fight him, right?
Yeah. You know, it all depends. He's a really, you know, tough fighter, and you know, we would match up really well. You know, it'd be a hell of a fight, but he's also a hell of a training partner for me, and you know, if he beats Schultz, then, you know, there's plenty of tough guys out there in the IFL for me to fight, and I got no problem, you know, guarding the door. So.
Okay, so right now, 10-1 in your career, you're making your IFL debut. You were this close away from, you know, sliding into Ultimate Fight Night 13 facing Marcus Aurelio. where would you sort of slot yourself for the people who haven't seen you yet fight live on television? Explain to us what we should expect from Jim Miller, and if you can, in those fictitious rankings that everyone loves to talk about, where would you sort of slot yourself at 155?
Well, what they can expect is, you know, just a pace, you know. I don't think I've been in a boring fight personally. They're either over quickly or they're, you know, knock down, drag out war or something like that. And I don't know where I'd fall in the rankings. You know, it'd be tough to say.
Do you consider yourself at least a top 20, top 15, 155-er?
Top 30, I'd give myself maybe.
All right, so you're humble. But we like that. No problem. So tomorrow night, it's Jim Miller. It's Bar Pawlczewski, one of the most wanted fighters in MMA right now. He's got Joe Silva pulling at him, the IFL in the other direction. But we're very excited getting a chance to see you make your IFL debut at the Izod Center, New Jersey. Jim, best of luck and continued success throughout your career.
Thank you very much.